Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of making right choices. God has set before us life and death, blessing and cursing, and He says, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. It is important that you learn to make the right choices in life. Otherwise, you can choose in ways that are going to bring a lot of destruction, bring a lot of things that would hinder the will of God in your life. You can make a lot of choices that will veer you off course of what God's plan is for your life. So you need to be sure you're putting God's Word first place and making the choices that are going to be in line with what He would have for you to do. Remember, the devil is trying to get you off track, and he tries to get you to enter into temptation. But remember, your spirit is always willing, yet your flesh is weak. This means that you must learn to walk in the Spirit. If you walk in the flesh, you'll make wrong choice after wrong choice after wrong choice. You've got to learn to be led by your Spirit and walk in the Spirit. The Spirit indeed's willing, and it won't enter into temptation. That's why you got to learn to watch and pray and release spiritual power, be discerning things of what is going on and not entering into the temptations, and neither give place to the devil. The devil comes to try to corrupt your mind. He tries to get you off track. It's important that you choose the Word of God and get into the Word. You know, when we're newborn Christians, we desire the sincere milk of the Word so we can grow up. And as we grow, we need to get our delight in the law of the Lord. The delight is in the Word of God. We're going to meditate and think on the Word and abide in it continually. And then when we do so, then whatever we do is going to prosper. It's so important that you learn to have the fear of the Lord. And if you have the fear of the Lord, you'll make the right choices because you'll be delighting greatly in the commandments of God. You won't want to displease the Lord. You'll want to be doing what He wants you to do at all times in your life. Praise God. It's important that we choose who we're going to serve. Joshua 24:15, choose you this day whom you will serve. We are making a choice of whom we're going to serve. We can either be serving God through His Word, or we can be serving the devil if we go contrary to the Word. And remember what He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Remember Moses? He was refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction and the pressure with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Don't walk in the pleasures of sin and just seeking after your own ways and pleasures of life. That's the way of the world. Instead, he was esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Egypt's a type of the world. And I'll tell you, all that the world has to offer is nothing. The world's going to pass away. In fact, the Bible says friendship of the world makes you an enemy against God. You are not going to be one who is going to be accepted out there in this world. Don't expect to be. Instead, you are going to be rejected by men. Jesus was. Then you need to learn to choose what is right. In fact, it talks about in Isaiah 7:15 that we may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Refuse evil and choose the good. Choose what is good in God's sight. And it's important that we learn to watch what we yield to. Don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Watch that you don't let any bitterness or wrath or anger or clamor or evil speaking get a hold of you, but instead do what the Word says. Make the right choice. Always be kind one to another. Always be tenderhearted. Always forgive at the point of your will. Make that choice. And the Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. Praise God. But remember, if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured. Now, if we'll listen to God's voice and listen to His Word, which is His voice speaking to us, and listen to the Holy Spirit who quickens us from within, then we're going to hear what He wants us to do. And He says, turn you, my reproof. He says, if you do so, when God brings His Word to you, and a lot of times He might bring words of correction, you need to listen to what He says. If you listen, He says, I'll pour out my Spirit unto you, and I'll make known my words unto you. He says, because I've called and you refused, I stretched out my hand, and you didn't regard me, you said it not, all my counsel, you would none of my reproof. You think that if you're not going to listen to God when he tells you to do something, then he's going to come when you have a need? He says, I'm going to laugh at your calamity. I'm going to mock when your fear cometh. This is in Proverbs chapter 1. He says that, you know, you're going to call upon me, but I'm not going to answer. You're going to seek me early, and you're not going to find me. Why? Because you hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. You would none of my counsel and despised all my proof. Therefore, he's going to let you eat the fruit of your own way. Remember, God is not mocked. What a man sows, he's going to reap. When he sows to the flesh, he's going to reap corruption. When he sows to the Spirit, he's going to reap life everlasting. God doesn't want you to choose the wrong way. He wants to choose you the right way. He sent Jesus to turn you from your iniquities and to bless you because he wants you to go in the right way. And Jesus is the way. And if you'll hearken unto the Lord, you'll be blessed. You'll dwell safely. And you'll be free from the works of the enemy. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 12, the Bible says this. He says, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Now, don't be that. Don't make that kind of choice. Don't be that kind of Christian that sits there and turns a deaf ear to God on things that you don't want to hear. He says, when I called, you didn't answer. When I spake, you said you didn't hear. You weren't listening. You weren't tuned in. But you did evil before mine eyes and did choose that wherein I delighted not. You do that and you're going to have problems because you're going to give place to the devil. And I'll tell you, the devil, who's the accuser of the brethren that accuses before God night and day, he's going to come and he's going to bring a lot of destruction. And it's all going to be because that we have made the wrong choice and opened up the door. See, we are choosing life or death. We're choosing the right road or the wrong road. Whatever you're choosing, you're going to have to live with. And the consequences of it. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 4. He says, choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. If we want to please the Lord and walk with him, then we're going to choose the things that please him. Let me ask you a question. In all the things that you're doing in life, are you choosing the things that please the Lord? Are you choosing to pray? Are you choosing to confess his word? Are you choosing to be a praiser and a worshiper of God? Are you choosing to take your thoughts captive? Are you choosing to be a witness for him? Are you choosing to forgive those who have hurt you? Are you choosing to separate yourself from the things that you shouldn't be around? Are you choosing to cast your cares upon the Lord instead of carrying those cares, worries, and anxieties? Are you choosing to walk in love at all times? Are you choosing to rejoice in the Lord in every situation? Are you choosing to do what the word says? If you're not, you're not making the right choice. You're not walking in God's ways. And I'll tell you, the devil is going to bring destruction upon you if you won't make the right choice to choose his way. Psalms 23, verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You've got to make that choice at the point of your will. You've got to learn to set your will. I'm not going to be afraid of anything. I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod, which is the type of the Word, and the staff, a type of the Holy Spirit, they comfort me. It's the Word and the Holy Spirit. Those are the comforters that comfort you and minister to you. And it's important that you set your will. I will not fear. Exodus chapter 35, verse 5. It says, whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it. Talking about the offering that he brings before the Lord. This is important in making the right choices. Whenever we come before God, we've got to have a willing heart. When you have a willing heart, then you're going to be seeing that God's going to be responding to your prayers. He's going to be receiving the things that you bring unto him. You got to have a right will. You can't just go through the motions and do things because you have to. If you do things in your Christian walk because you have to, there's no fruit. God's looking for those with a willing heart. In fact, he talked about how to Solomon, saying, serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. Because God searches the heart. See, God's looking for those whose heart is perfect towards him so he can show himself strong on your behalf. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for you to make the right choice to obey him and to do the will of the Lord in every situation in life. Praise God. When you choose his way, then he's going to bring forth good things in your life. You know, if one of the things we got to learn to do is choose to deal with the areas of our mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, in verse 5, the Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Our choice to take our thoughts captive is very important. Because if you don't take your thoughts captive and you just think on all kinds of things that come into your mind that can come from the devil or who knows who they're, where they're all coming from, you're going to be choosing wrong things because it's going to affect you. What's in your mind is going to affect the choices you make. You got to learn to guard your mind. You got to watch that you don't walk in the wrong ways. You got to learn to govern those things that you feel by the Word of God. You know, if you just listen to the flesh, you'll just sin continually. You say, well, I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like getting the Word. I don't feel like, you know, witnessing to this person. All these excuses the devil brings to you through your feelings or through attitudes in your mind that are coming from the devil. You need to think on what God's Word says. God says that choose the things that are right and choose the things that please Him. Make the decision you're going to walk in the right ways of God. And this is so important. You know, it all comes down to who you're yielding your members to as far as what your choices you're making. If you're yielding your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, you're going to have destruction. But if you're yielding yourselves to God, making the choice, I'm going to yield to God. I'm going to listen to God. I'm going to choose God's ways. I'm going to speak His Word. I'm going to think on His Word. I'm going to do what He wants. Then what's going to happen? We yield our members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We're going to have fruit in our life. The Bible says to whoever you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. When we choose to obey, we're going to see the righteousness of God be manifest and the blessings of God come to pass in our life. We used to be servants of sin, but now we're servants of righteousness because we've been born again. Now we can yield our members, servants, to righteousness, and that produces holiness in your life. We need to make the proper choices in life. You know, God's at work in our life to will and do of His good pleasure, and He tells us to make the right choice and work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It's our choice to choose the ways of God. He says, whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. He's given us life and blessing, and He's given us all these good things. Don't choose the ways that are contrary to Him. Choose the things that please the Lord. Choose to obey Him. You know, when a man's ways please the Lord, even your enemies will be at peace with you. God wants you to choose His way, and then He'll be well pleased with you, and He will bring His blessings to pass in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.